Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt es klar im Perik Beis Mishnah Dalet, Zerua v'nimlach l'nota. I have a field, it was planted with grain. I changed my mind, I said, nah, I want grapevines. Now you can't plant grapevines together with grain. That's the issue of Klaya Karen. Incidentally, there is no issue to plant other trees next to Zeroy. Even different types of trees next to each other is not a problem. Unless your mamish grafting, that you're not allowed to do. But grapevines and Zeroy, no, that's Klaya Karen. So this is his problem here. He already planted his grain and now he wants to change his mind. He wants vineyards. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Zerua, it was planted with grain, v'nimlach, he changes his mind, l'nata, wants to plant grapevines. Lo yoimer, he should not say, well, eta, let me first plant the grapevines, v'yachakach oifech, and then I'll turn over the soil, I'll plow through it, that'll destroy the grain, and it'll help my grapevines grow. Because like we explained, once you have roots with the grain, and you plow it, you're destroying it. On the other hand, before it takes root, you need to plow it. So it would be very convenient for him. One plow is going to destroy the grain and set his grapevines into place. But you can't do it. Ela rather, hoifech, you have to first turn over the soil to destroy the grain seeds, v'achakach nuteya, and only afterwards plant the grapevines. Again, we're assuming that the grain already has the roots. Once the roots start shooting out, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, the plowing is going to destroy it. But sorry, we can't let you plow just once. Planting grapevines in a field where you have grain just gives too much of an appearance of planting klein. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Here's the other way around. Netua. The field was planted with grapevines. V'nimlach. Here he changes his mind. Lazara. He wants grain. Lo Yoimer, you shouldn't say, Ezra, let me first plant the grain. V'yachakach Hasharish. And afterwards, I'll take out the roots of the grapevines. Ela Misharish. First, uproot the grapevines. And once you have the grapevines out, v'achakach, only afterwards, Zareya, can you start the process of planting the grain. The Mefarshim explain over here. Once you plant grapevines, you can't just plow it to get rid of it, even after it starts to grow. You have to mamish rip out the roots. Zakta b'de Mishnah imratza. If he wants, goimim. Goimim ad paches mitefach. The word goimim means when you like shave something down, even it out almost. If he wants, he can like cut the grapevines very close to the ground. There has to be less than a tefach between the ground and what's on top of the ground. And then if he does that, Zareya, he can first plant the grain, the achkach misharesh, and we'll let him uproot the grapevines afterwards. So, chazing over our Mishnah, Mishnah Dal, the person had a field that was planted with Tvua, changes his mind and decides he wants grapevines. Obviously, you can't have grapevines together with Tvua. There's the issue of Klaya Kerem. He shouldn't say, I'll first plant the grapevines and then turn over the karka, then plow through to destroy the grain, because once it starts to take root, you destroy it by plowing it. You have to do the other way around. First, wait for it to take root, plow it. That's going to destroy it. Once the roots come up and you plow it, it destroys it. And then go plant your grapevines. The other way around, suppose he has grapevines, he says, no, 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 I changed my mind, I want Tvua. So with grapevines, you have to mamish uproot it from the ground. So you have to first uproot it, and only then can you plant the Tvua. If he bedavka wants, he can cut the grapevines into less than a tefach off the karka. That usually destroys them. So it's clear that he doesn't want it to grow. And if you do that, we'll allow you to plant the grain before you mamish schlep out the roots. Now really, what does he gain? At the end, he's going to have to schlep out the roots anyway. So do it first. Why would he go through the bother first cutting it, then plant the grain, then schlep out the roots? So the Ritvaz explains, if he plants it first, then schleps out the roots, the earth that's going to turn over as he schleps out the roots, that's going to help the plants. So he may have an interest to want to do it this way.